Masechet Gittin, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis. Barishayna Hayoisa Bezin V'Mokom Acher Umevala. At first, when a Baal sends a get to his wife with a shliach, and he regrets sending the get, he would not run after the shliach. Instead, he would make a bezdin in the place that he was. He would get together three people, and in front of them he would say that he is being mevatel the get that he sent to his wife, and if he does that before the shliach gives the get to his wife, the get will be bottled. Hitzkin Rabbi Gamliel Hazakim. Shelo Yehu Oisin came mipnei tikkun olam. Rabbi Gamliel Hazakim made a takana that a person is not allowed to be mevatel the get in front of a bezdin because of a tikkun olam, because of a tragic situation that could come out of that, which is that maybe the shliach will not know that the Baal had been mevatel the get, and he would give the get to the Isha anyway, and the Isha would go ahead and get remarried, not knowing that the get was batel. So therefore, after the takana of Rabbi Gamliel, if somebody wants to be mevatel a get that he sent with the shliach, he must go to the shliach himself and be mevatel it, or get to the wife before the shliach gets to her and be mevatel the get in front of the wife. At first, when they would write a get, they would sometimes change the name of the Baal or the name of the Isha, or the name of the town that the Baal lived in, or the name of the town that the Isha lived in. Not that they would change the name on purpose, but sometimes the Baal and the Isha originally lived in Eretz Yisrael, and they were known by certain names. Then they moved to Chutz Laaretz and were known by different names. And then sometimes the Isha would go to Eretz Yisrael and live there, and she would be known by the name that she used to be known as when they lived in Eretz Yisrael. And then he, who was still in Chutz Laaretz, would send a get to his wife with the names that they were known as in Chutz Laaretz, and the town that they lived in Chutz Laaretz would be written in the get. And the get would be kosher since they did have those names when they were in Chutz Laaretz, and they did live in that town when they were in Chutz Laaretz. Hitzkin Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin, Sheyehe Kosev Ish Ploni V'chol Shem Sheyeshla Isha Plonis V'chol Shem Sheyeshla V'pnei Tikkun Olam. Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin made a takana. They would write in the get the name of the Baal, and they would also write any other name that he might be known as, and they would also write the name of the Isha, and they would write any other name that she would be known as because of the Tikkun Olam, as the way they used to write the get, and they would only write one name that the Baal and the Isha were known as. By the Makom of the Ksivas HaGet, sometimes a tragic situation would come out of that the Baal would, they gave a get to his wife, and he would come to Eretz Yisrael and claim, this is not a get that he sent, and these are not the names that they were known as in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, Rav Gamliel Hazakin said that they should write in the get the name of the Baal, plus they should write Kol Shem Sheyeshla, any other name that he might be known as, and when they see that it says in the get Kol Shem Sheyeshlo, they would realize that maybe he has another name, and they would look into it and realize that they were known at those names in Chutz Laaretz, and they would not possibly the get, even if the Baal claims that he did not write this get. The Sech is getting Perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel. Ein Amana Nefras Minichta Yisomim Ela Bishvu. A widow cannot collect her ksuva from the property of Yisomim that they inherited from her husband unless she takes a shvua that she has not collected anything from her ksuva. As any Baal Chov, anybody who is owed money and they want to collect from that person's Yorshim, he cannot collect unless he takes a shvua. Nimnu milashbia. Bezdin stopped allowing her to take a shvua. The reason being, as sometimes the Amana would swear falsely, she would claim she had not yet collected anything from the ksuva, even though it was not true. And the reason why she would swear falsely is that she would think, since I worked hard for the Yisomim after her husband died, the money that I took for the ksuva should be a reward for what I did for the Yisomim after their father died. And she would claim she hasn't collected anything from her ksuva, and the onesh of a shvua sheker is very chamor, so Bezdin stopped allowing her to take a shvua at all, and she would therefore not be able to collect her ksuva at all from the yorshim. Hitzkin Rabbi Gamliel Hazakein shetehei noideres liyisomim kol ma sheyirtu v'goybek ksuvasu. Rabbi Gamliel Hazakein made a takana that in place of taking a shvua, she would instead make a neder to the yisomim, any neder that the yisomim want her to make, and she would then be able to collect her ksuva from the yisomim. Now a neder is that she would say, Koinen peres alai im nenesi miksuva klum, meaning she would say that I am ostering on myself from benefiting from certain peros if I collected anything for my ksuba, and the Yusama could choose what she should asr on herself in the event that she collected from her ksuba, and that way she would be able to collect her ksuba. Now, the reason why Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken allow her to make a neder as opposed to a shvua is that the onesh of a neder is not as chomer as the onesh of a shvua shek. Ha'edem choifman al get m'nei tikkun ha'olam. Edom signed on a get because of a tikkun ha'olam. Now, this which the Mishnah says m'nei tikkun ha'olam is going back also on the ratio of the Mishnah. That which Rabbi Gamliel allowed the isha to collect the ksuba by taking a neder is also a tikkun ha'olam. As Rabbi Gamliel was afraid that if an almana cannot collect the ksuba, women would be hesitant to get married in the first place, thinking they would never collect their ksuba in the event that the husband died. And the second tikkun ha'olam that Rabbi Gamliel was talking with Matakin was that Edom should sign on a get, even though we pass in like Rabbi Lazar Wald, Edom Mesira Karti, meaning that we don't need Edom to sign on a get. It's enough that Edom should witness that the get was given to the Isha. Those are the Iker Edus of the get. For Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken was Matakin that Edom should sign on the get also, because Rabbi Gamliel was afraid that maybe one of the Edom Mesira would die, and then she would not be allowed to get remarried without bringing Edom that were made that she received the get. So therefore, if the Edom sign on the get, even if one of the Edom Mesira die, she would be able to get remarried since there are Edom on the get itself. Hillel Hitkin Pruzbal, if Ne Tikkun Ha'olam. Hillel was Matakin of Pruzbal because of a Tikkun Ha'olam. A Pruzbal is a document that allows you to collect your Chobot even after Shemitah. As the din is that once Shemitah passes, you can no longer collect any outstanding Chobot. And Hillel saw that people were being over, and that was the Pasuk said, Yishamer lecha pen yiyeh davar and levavcha b'liyal lemor. Korva shnata sheva shnata Shemitah. That you should be careful not to have a bad thought saying that Shemitah is coming and you will not want to lend money to a poor person. And that is a very bad thing. And somebody who does not want to lend money is over on two lava. So Hillel, in order to be metakin that, was metakin a Pruzbal allows you to collect the money even after Shemitah. As the Pruzbal says, that you are giving over your chobos to Bezdin, so it is not as if you are collecting your chobos, it is as if that you are collecting Bezdin's chobos, so therefore you can collect even after Shemitah.